to the, I guess, the Beinaz Manim's Man, I decided this year to do Hilchas Kiddush Levana, because it's a self-contained topic that comes up every month, and usually people know nothing about it. You know, they know, they go out, they say, look at the moon, they don't know, wow, the clouds, yes clouds, no clouds, can we say it, can we not say it, you know, is it too late to say? You have all these questions that come up that people have no clue, because it's this type of thing, you know, it's not on the smicha requirement list. And so you go through life, you can say Kiddush Levana, but not really know any of the halachas of Kiddush Levana. Birkas HaChama comes less frequently. But Kiddush Levana is, so that's what we decided. It's self-contained. It's something you can do, like in this time. Other limudim are very big, and you know, you do it in a normal way, and you'll learn something. And then for the rest of your life, when you make Kiddush Levana, you could, in your mind, you'll see. You'll know these halachas for the rest of your life. And every time you get a Mekadosh Levana, it could be another chazara of these halachas. Okay. So this is what we're going to do. We have the packets. You know, this is the way the system, if you're new to my shiur, you get a packet a day. During these shiur, it's a packet a day. The regular shiur during the year, you know, I go a little slower. It's not a packet a day, but it's a packet a day. And it's fascinating, limud, as you'll see. And now, the hazard of a packet a day is riboy packets could cause a lot of mess. So hence, I bought for you folders. And you could put it in the folder. And this way, you put it in the folder, you won't have a problem, and you can keep it. And then if you need a second folder, I'll offer that to you as well. So now, two things. So I'm going to give this piece of paper around, sign your name and your cell phone. So already I know this coming Tuesday, Bez Hashem, I have to give a shiur someplace else at this time. So I'll announce it on Monday. We'll probably have the shiur from like 9:45, 10 o'clock until 10:45, something like that. Maybe 9:45 to 10:45 to 11:00, something like that. I'll let you know specifically. But in general, the aim, as Hashem Yisparach, is to have at this time 11 to 12, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And it'll probably be in the end around 14 shiurim. And if I don't know you yet, introduce yourself to me. You know, so I can know you at the end. A lot of you I know, but I don't know everybody. So if you think I don't know you, so please come up and say hello to me, and we'll get to know you, and that'll be good. Another part of the system here is we always start the Zman with the Niggun. So since we have special Zman for Siyata Nishmaya and our learning, so we'll start that as well, and then we'll go right into the learning. Avinu Avarachamo Shemarachem Rochem Aleinu Vesein Milibeinu Vino Lehavinu Lehaskil Avinu Rachem aleinu, v'sein b'libeinu vino, le'avinu le'askil, lishma Velasos Lulekayim Eskolibre Salmud Dorosetlo Shiavo Shmishma Lilmodulah Kiddush Levana is a very short sugya in Sanhedrin on Memaleth and Membeis, and it's one siman in the Shulchan Aruch, siman Tov Chav Vav. But nonetheless, there's enough for a limud here. And the Gemara says, the Amar of Acha, Hanina, Amar of Asi, Amar of Yochanan. Call him a varach al cholish bezmano ki ilu mekabel pnei hashchina. If you varach on the cholish bezmano, as if you mekabel pnei hashchina. Ksiv hocha cholish hazeh, the word hazeh. Ksiv hosam zeh keli vanveil, which is referring to the shchina. So the zeh of zeh keli vanveil is transferred over to a cholish hazeh, so it's mekabel pnei hashchina. And the Gemara says. The Nusach HaBracha. The Amar Kana, Rav Yehuda, the Amar Yehuda, Baruch, Shem Bamar, Mar Shachakim, etc. So, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, it says on page 5, Haroa Levana Bechidusha. What does that mean? It means that the cycle of the moon around the earth every month, right? 29
days.
29 and a half, and Tavshin Tzadi Gimel Chalakim, right? It's like 44 minutes. So to make the circle, and then when the moon is exactly directly between the earth and the sun, that's called the molad. So now ki'ilu, it's a new levana, so to speak. I mean, it's the same levana, but it's starts the cycle again. And then you're not going to see it right away, but then it'll move a little bit, and you'll start seeing it sliver by sliver by sliver. And so the halacha says, "Haroa levana bechidusha," means now you see the new moon after it made the cycle, and you know at the end you don't see it anymore, and then it reappears into the previous cycle. So you make this bracha. So the most important part of this mechaber is the word haroeh. Haroeh levana b'chidusha. Which seems to imply that that's a prerequisite to make the bracha, is to be able to, that you had to see it. Even though, as is pointed out, in the Babli, it never says the word haroeh. He never says the word haroah. Just, you look at this Gemara. When I was first doing the sugya, I saw the Shulchan Aruch says, so where does it say haroah? Oh, so they point out that in the Yerushalmi, that phrase is found in the Yerushalmi on page 2. Haroah es halavana b'chidusha omer baruch mechadish chadoshim. Right? Meaning that's a shortened form of the Kiddush Levana. Now, so that's the phrase here. So that phrase of the Shulchan Aruch, as is pointed out by some, comes from this Yerushalmi. Haroah es halavana b'chidusha. And Masechta Sofrim, on page 3, also speaks about that. Because what does it say? V'ein mevorchim al hayareach ela b'motzoi Shabbos. K'shehu mevusam u'v'kelim noim. You know, you come out of Shabbos, you're spitz, you're still wearing, you know, some places by Mincha already, they're not so mo. So people are half, you know, their ties are already off. They're, you know. But you know, you're supposed to wear your big day Shabbos the whole Shabbos, and even Motzai Shabbos, you still, you know, if you're chassid, you're still wearing your shtreimel, right? You're still wearing your shtreimel on Motzai Shabbos, right? You still wear your shtreimel.
Well, that shouldn't be less
kosher than his. Yeah. Then it says v'tola einav kinegda. So, tola einav kinegda ostensibly means you roa. Tola einav kinegda means you look. So that's a very important nekuda. Is the rias halavana, from your own life, you know that when it's cloudy, the gabbai comes back in and says, oh, there's no levana. It's a cloudy day, there's no levana. Because you have to see the levana. Even though you might know the calculation that it's already a zman that you could see it, you know, if Luyitzur would be a clear night, you would see it, but that's not good enough. So I'm going to raise three questions. Okay? Three questions that we have to deal with. Number one, how much, like, say you could see it, but it's, you know, it's schwach, a schwach seeing. You know, semi-cloudy. Right? So well, what's the, you know, how much do you have to see? That's considered a din see. Question number two, what's the din of a blind person? Does a blind person make Kiddush Levana? He doesn't see it, but everyone else is seeing it, so maybe that's good enough. And that question is a big discussion in the poskim. And then the most geshmaka shaila is in contemporary, you know. Sometimes in life we're in such a rush. So the herd mentality. Everyone's going out to Mekadesh Lelavana, and you go too, and then you just start saying it. You forget to look at the moon. In other words, you're going to do it. So you forgot to look at the moon, and then you said the whole bracha. You didn't even look at the moon, and then you said, oh, I forgot to look at the moon. But the moon's there. Everyone else, you know, saw it. Is that likuvo? Or do you say, okay, you messed up? Or do we say, no, okay, you didn't look at, but the moon was there? And is that, or is it, in other words, is this, obviously there's an Indian of Riyah. Because, I mean, it says Shulchan HaRoah, Yerushalmi says HaRoah, even though the Bavli doesn't say. You want to make a machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi and say maybe the Bavli doesn't even require. But sometimes you can have a person that's sick, he can't get up, but he can look out his window, he can see the shine of the moon. Do you have to see the moon, or do you have to see the Or HaLevana? What do you have to see? Assuming you have to see something. So these are all fascinating questions. Each one is Mamish Meredith. So what should I tell you? We'll start with the Summa. Okay? Let's start with the Summa. What's the din of a blind person? Can a blind person make Kiddush Levana? Any thoughts before? I don't want to, we're more limited in our time, but I want to hear if you have one or two thoughts that you want to share.
I might apply to the third question as well, as a second. As long as people know for sure that the Levana is there, maybe you can say the Bracha, even if you're blind, even if you forgot to look. Maybe it's the same idea, that as long as people see it, they can
see. Right, so Haroah doesn't mean, Roa means potentially it's there, you can see it, but in other words, the Roa is not Leikuva in the thing, or maybe it is.
Same with Hanukkah, does he have to see it? Or if somebody else is lighting for him?
Who?
The blind. If somebody else.
In other words, you want to know, could a blind person light Neres Hanukkah? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, well, if somebody else is lighting for him,
is he Makuya to light Neres Hanukkah? Okay. Yeah, Ari?
Actually, it could be an afkamina when you said earlier about if the obligation is what, if the obligation to Shavana is, if you just need to see the light, then for a blind person, then you should be obligated because you can't see anything. Shimon Iron said that if the Kishavana is something that you have to do, then it doesn't matter whether you're blind.
Right. Well, yeah, come in. There's a chair there, make yourself comfortable. If you want, you bring the chair up. There's a chair right here.
Oh, chair right here? Oh, great.
Oh, noch besser. Yeah. Okay, one more comment. Okay, two more. Okay, three more comments. Okay, let's say it quick. Yeah.
Is there a sign that Haroya doesn't mean a person's mechuyev? It just means that if you see the moon, you're mechuyev? That's mashmalos, right?
You're asking if you're a Hasidic Shefelos, should you rent a helicopter if you can't see the moon?
No, what I'm saying is a person, let's say, never looks at the moon. So
he's
mechuyev
to
say Kiddush Levana. I'm saying,
but he's mechuyev.
It says Haroya Shabbat Kiddush Levana.
I mean, if you happen
to see it, it's like Rosh Hashanah. I don't know if that's.
But in other words, it's not a chiv like tefillin. Is that what you're trying to say?
If that's the case, then maybe you could say that.
Then you're
sad that a blind person is not
mechuyev
because
it's a tanai in the chiyuv.
See it, right?
It's a tanai in the chiyuv. You could say such a thing. It's a tanai in the chiyuv. Yeah.
That
what?
They still say it.
Right, because it's on Minhago Shalolo.
Right. So it seems to me that this is like the moon. It does so much for us. It's not just the seeing thing. It's and everything like that. So as long as the blind
person
benefited
from it, he would say. Even and he is the number of people who can't say. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, go on, hold on. Go. I just had a question. Is the Tumah on the list of people that are puzzled from the Montgomery of four issues?
Let's assume the Chayiv and right, so that's the question. Okay, so let's take a look in the tshuva of the Marshal. Page 8 and 9 and 10. So the Marshal is, you know, the most famous thing, a lot of famous things from the Marshal. The Marshal wrote on Shas, the Sefer called Yam Shel Shlomo. And he also wrote the Chachma Shlomo, the back of the Gemara. And then he wrote the Tshuvas Marshal. Shilas and Tshuvas Marshal. So look on page 9. She'ilani Summa Echad Yichayev B'Neres Chanukah Olo. So he starts off by discussing, is a blind person chayiv in Neres Chanukah? Yesh panim chayiv a hol v'Neres Chanukah lo lehenosnit. there's Chanukah, ain't no rishus lishtamish behem. So they're not Hana, so he's not going to get Hana, but you don't suppose, you're not supposed to get Hana. Vayim mevorchim aleim l'rosim el l'hadlik. V'ogam kaim alon d'hadlaka osim mitzvah. So he did the hadlaka. O neim ha-me'acha shu eino b'chval pirsum ha-neis. What do we say? Page 9, the Marshal is discussing whether a blind person has a chiv to light Neiros Chanukah on page 9. So one side he says, maybe, you know, ein lanu rishus lishtamish b'hem. So therefore, a blind person can't mishtamish, but you're not supposed to be mishtamish. So do we say that he writes it's good enough? What do we say? Me'acha shu einu b'chal pirsum ha'neis, or einu ro b'hem. Yam l'cheirim einu chayv l'farsama. That's interesting. In other words, if you can't see it, the candles, then you're not mechayiv to mefarsim to someone else, because you're not in the... It's a mitzvah of re'ir. I mean, it's connected to re'ir. The other people should see. So maybe if... But the ikar is you should see. So if you can't see, then you're not mechayiv to make other people see. So that's his question. So he has a whole discussion. So he writes, "Truly, move away, Sacherim, Shadokim, Yochol, Ishtatev, Pruto, Vivarcholov, Hu Adif." In other words, if he's in someone else's house and he can be Ishtatev, so great. Chaim Yeshlo Isha, Ken Isha, Dolachazov. Avein Elo Isha, Yeshlo Bais, Tzarech Aladik Ali Desir Shlach. It's also a mitzvah that has a concept of ri'ya. Talai kol b'ri'ya. So there's a riboy, asher techasaba, that to be marba suma. Maybe it's a special din here. So maybe it's different, maybe it's not different. Then he writes, Tosa says that with a chayiv suma of a mitzvah midrabanan, so he shouldn't look like a goy. But he says that that's only according to Rav Yosef, that thought the halach is like Rav Yehuda, that he's potter. And then he talks about bracha bori bori eish. So he writes the last two lines. Amal birkas halavana nearly the yachol shapir levarich. Because even though it says that you're supposed to only make the bracha when you can get hana from it, whereas, in other words, it has to be something that the levana is mahana the oilam. If the levana is mahana the oilam, like this one Rav Matt Lavishlita said, so then. That everyone's mechuyev. Mikol mokom lo amru shehu yira laora ela olam yosu laora. Ki brachos u al brias olamam kidusha ikai. Vedome the suma sheyochol levarach yotze hamaoros. Right, the suma makes a bracha of yotze hamaoros, even though he's not getting hanah, because it's on the seder habriya. The seder habriya. So, and according to this, it should come out a lot that the question about the guy who. He said Kiddush Levana, and he was just running with everyone else, and he forgot even to, he was so, you know, he forgot to look at the Levana. That's, for Shteitzuk, should be the same thing. A blind person can make Kiddush Levana, so to a person who'd even see the Riyah. So even though it says Haroa, so it doesn't mean that that's a Tanai in the Chiyav. It means it has to be that you could see it, but it doesn't mean that you have to see it. That's how the Marshal is learning. Yeah, so maybe you could say that the case of the guy who didn't look up, easily see was Roy Labila. He was Roy Lakach. But yeah.
So would you be able to say the same thing by clouds?
Like no, but the clouds is not no one's nana from it.
So maybe other can be it's just in your area it's cloudy, but elsewhere it's not.
Yeah, you say
especially when they're moving clouds, and you're like, oh well, you know, there's very little gap. But
yeah, so I don't think anyone says we'll see that if you can't see it, that in other words, no one in your locale could see it that you could make it.
What if the first half of the seabird saw it and the second half didn't see it?
Oh, so we'll see. That's a good question. In other words, some people came out, they already saw it. Then the other people who, you know, it took a little longer for them to get out, they missed it. So the, what?
Nobody said, though, like, in Chicago, you can see it, and in New York, you can't see it. We can be
so mad on Chicago. Mm. Right. In other words, no one's going to say, oh, there's a folk 773. You see? A call from Chicago. Yeah, call from Chicago. You see? You got it? That's pretty good. Tough Canadian
even. Possibly your locality. Even if your locale doesn't spread horizontally, could it spread vertically where people that are flying above?
So, right, so the postulate is it means that you, even though you maybe you didn't see it, but you're able to see it in theory. And that, so the. So that's the shita of the marshal, that a suma could make kiddush levana. Suma could make kiddush levana. And if you look in the, but if you look in the marikash, on page 5, the marikash, in the erech lechem, that's a chashuv sefer, the erech lechem of the marikash, says, harom midiktuch, Omer Haroa on the left, you see where the Marikash is? Erech Lechem, page 5. Bidikduk Omram Haroa Nira de Suma Enum Mavarak. In other words, he says no. It says Haroa. So that's a Tanai in the Bracha. That if you're not a Roa, then you can't. So he says by the blind, he can't. He cannot see it. He cannot make the bracha. But the marshal was said differently, and says the blind could make a bracha. And if you look in the Pri Chodesh on page 7, he quotes this machlokes. Bibrikas halavana, Rashal b'tshuva, Rashal b'tshuva says assume is chayiv in Birkas halavana. V'chein hu iker. Dlokim marikash, the polik. So the Pri Chodesh says he thinks the Marshal's shita is the iker. I told you from Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, the Masorah. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein said he never. This I heard from Mordechai Cohen. He never saw a krum svara in the Pri Chodesh. The Pri Chodesh very seriously. Never saw Krum Svara in the Pri Chodesh. But you didn't either. Yeah.
How would the Mari Kash answer the third question?
What's the third question? The
third question that we asked about if you forgot to see.
Yeah, so the Mari Kash says Haroa. Yeah. So maybe he would say Anachanami. Or you could say, you know, at least he was right to see. I can't say for sure that the Marikash would say it's. I can't say for sure, but certainly if you hold like the whichamacallit, like the Marshal, yeah, that a blind person can say it. So certainly a guy who could see that he came out and just got in rushed, everyone started saying it. So he just, you know, you just forgot to do the Iker Chaser. You forgot to do it. And you just started, you know, saying the bracha along with everyone else, and you forgot to look. There's a Truvin Rav Vosner on this topic. It's going to be in a future packet, there's a show. Max.
I feel like we can keep stretching this marshal. Maybe like Schumann was asking about, let's say, the first one can see the woman, the second one can see the villain. So let's say I'm with the first group and I just don't even want to look up, but Daniel looked up and he saw it. The second one is fine. It's there.
Right.
I don't have to look at it. He saw it.
Right.
So, but I feel like kind of
but in the second group?
There could be so many on the first two
Could they be someone from the first people?
Then everyone can be someone from one person if the Gabbai saw it, and then if everyone comes down and describes it, then we can be someone because the Gabbai saw it.
Why not?
But
the blackers,
I mean, that's what we were asking.
So we're going to see. Let's see a couple more Makaris before we make any more conclusions. Yeah.
I'm just wondering, how much focus is this going on how you're married to this bracha?
Right.
Like, is this bracha a bracha on a hanah ha'olam that Moshem gave us, and we're mevarach that he gave us this hanah that we have or at night?
Right.
Or is this just a bracha on a shini gavriya, like bracha safama, there's a shini, you see something, you say, what's not the gracious, you see something.
It's a cycle, a new cycle.
So you're mevarach on the cycle, like a shabbat, that this is...
Right. So that's how some say
this
war. This hakira. Like the Hanah of the moon, or is it then in the Chiddush Halavana?
Right, so then in the Torah that should be... So what do you think? The Gemara's we had never... It's funny, the Gemara in Sanhedrin... It
didn't say anything.
Well, it had other things. It had like Ilara and Sneshkina, and it had...
And this is the bracha you make, but it doesn't say, well, so what do you...
Right, never said in the Gemara...
Right, that's why... I told you, I was looking for the words, Haroa. I'm looking, and I didn't find it. And then they put...
We don't say that by Birkas Ailanos, right?
Yeah. Because it's the cycle of... Tuckman and I, we always go say Birkas Ailanos together.
Right, but you have to go to a tree to go see it.
We go to a tree, yeah.
I'm saying you can't just say it because
right. Rabbi Hess tells me which tree to go to see.
I'm saying you can't do it just
the Bennett Avenue.
Yeah. But that's the point. You can't say just because this man occurred, you have to actually be there.
Be there, right. So if you want to be... So you want to be a Marikash person.
Yeah, the prophet is not the standard of the gracious prophet.
Right.
But the Gemara never says in the Yosef Leora. Like
in the Gemara, we didn't see that phrase in the Gemara.
Right.
We didn't see. We have to see where that comes from.
Rabbi, if you use the sparrow of Roy Lavila, see the Sumo is not Roy Lavila himself.
Yeah.
So if he's not Roy Lavila, then maybe he's not Kaya.
Okay. Right. That's the Marikash test. He's not Kaya.
Then you need
the Marikash says that he's not chayiv. He can't make the bracha. So the Marikash says he can't.
Right.
He says nira de suma eino mevarach.
Right.
Oh, now this is the question that comes up all the time. See, we'll do it right away. It's a cloudy day. So everyone's standing there. And it comes out. And then it goes back in. It comes out. Back in. Out. So, what's the dip? Let me ask you. If you get it, is enough to say, okay, I saw it, came out! Right away, say the bracha! Now it went back in the time you said Baruch Ata. It was ready back in. But you saw it, so maybe that should be good enough. And let me ask you another question. What if you saw it, and then before you got a chance to even say Baruch, it went back in? Or, what if you know that it's in and out, you can tell the in and out mode, it's going in, it's going out, so, and you know, by the time you get to Mechadesh Chadashim, for sure it's going to be in. Going to be covered. So, is there any Indian that you shouldn't? So you shouldn't start. Or do we say no? You hopped in. So there are three shitas on this. Okay, three fundamental shitas. Okay, there's a Magen Avraham. There's a Yavetz of Yaakov Emden, and then there's the mysterious third shita. It's mysterious. Okay, so I'm going to show you the first two, and then I'm going to show you the mysterious third shita. Okay, you ready for that? Says the Magen Avraham on page 5. So the Shulchan Aruch says, the Rambam says, Ve'ei l'kadesh ele b'layla ba'es sha'alavana zorachas, v'neni me'ora. Right?
So says the Magen Avraham. What?
Nana in what way? Meaning, nowadays we're not really Nana from the light of the moon. We have our tribute.
Potential. You know what they say? They say that in Slobodka, I think this is where, if I'm saying the story correctly, they only had one copy of the Or Sameach, and everyone wanted to learn from it. So they say Rav Ruderman borrowed it at night. He would learn it to the Or HaLavana. He would read the Or Sameach by the Or HaLavana.
What do we hold as far as Lila is concerned? You have to go back to the Jeet of the Matajah.
Yeah, so that's going to be a separate discussion. How long do you have to wait? In other words, can you Mekadosh Levana in the daytime? So you can see the moon. You can see the moon in the daytime. I mean, not now, but you know, the moon is.
Is that what the Rambam is coming up? Okay.
So we'll see. So,
okay. Until 20 minutes after Shkia.
Yeah. How many minutes? Yeah. Do you need 16.1 for Kiddush Levana? The same discussion.
96.
Yeah. What do you need? So look at the Magen. Look at Magen Avraham. Zok to Magen Avraham. The Rachel Shetayz Richos and the Keres Al Gabe Akarka. You can't have something be mafsik between you and the Levana. Elim Kain who dover zach, unless it's something very thin. Shalvana nearest me men. Shayukul hakir dvar me karm lor alvana. What did in miskase ba'avim? Avalim, it's no good. Clouds, no good. Avalim miskase ba'avim dak. But if it's a very thin cloud, the kolosh mevarach. Now, in hischil levarach, the niskase. But if you started making the bracha and then it went in, gomer habracha. That's the Radvaz. But you know what he says? Mashmuk shiyodei shetiskase tekev lo yaschil levarach. So the Magen Avraham says a big chumrah that if you know that it's, you see it now. And you can start now, right? And then the Ravah says, once you started, you can finish, even though... But if you know it's in the in-out mode, you know them, then you shouldn't even start. That's the Magen Avraham.
Where's the person in the Magen Avraham?
Yeah, looking through a window according to the Magen Avraham would be fine. I mean, there's a separate din. He's supposed to l'chatchila go outside and v'chule. But technically, if you can't go outside, you can see it through the window. It's fine. So that's the psak of the Magen Avraham. That if you saw it, you could say it. But if you know, you shouldn't do that l'chatchila. Now let's look in the Yavetz, the Siddur Yavetz. On page 15. Says the Yavetz of Yaakov Emden. Sarach, on page 15. Sarach shalom yedover mavdil beinol v'nilvona. Elam kein hu dover zach shalvan nirin. Kein niskase ba'on dal bevarach. Fim acha sheizki levarach niskase ba'av gomer. So the Yavetz says, not like the Magen Avraham. So if you see the moon and it's clear and it's potentially you can get hana from it, it's shining, even though it's going to go in, say it right away. You got it. In other words, against the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says no. If you know it's going to go back in the pocket again, Then don't say it. I mean, if you said it, you yotze, and you could continue saying it. But l'chatchila, it really should be, you should only say it if you know that by the time you finish Mechadesh Chadashim, it's still going to be. But the Yavetz says no. As long as you saw it, start right away, even though you know that it's going to get covered up in 2 seconds later. Right. In other words, yeah. This is another one. You have to see it. You have to see it, or at least somebody in your group has to see it. But if you didn't, right? That's what he's saying. You have to see it, and even though you know it's going to get covered, and you're not going to,
So, mechatchila you can do it. Although that's the difference between him and the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, if you know it's going to get covered a second later, then you can't do it, even though right now it's okay. It'll take 2-3 seconds. And the Yavit says, as long as you saw it, go for it. Yeah, the Radvaz just said, no, he's making a deek from the Radvaz. The Radvaz says that if you saw it and it got covered later, you can continue the bracha. But he doesn't discuss whether Chathili can do it. That's the Magen Avraham's deek. That's his deek. In other words, if you look at the Radvaz, Radvaz just says that it doesn't have to be uncovered the whole time. Right? That's the Radvaz here on page 11, yeah. He mevarchem al avonim bezman sheish masach. He says, "Im hischil mevarch lekisa anan gomer habracha." Right? You can finish the bracha, even though it already got covered. So you finish the bracha, but he doesn't. The Radvaz doesn't tell you, but mechatchila, can you do it? Can you rely? So the Magen Avraham is medayik from the Radvaz. Mechatchila, if you know that it's going to get covered, you shouldn't even start. But the Yavetz disagrees and says, no, Leislambo, it's fine. Now, we're both saying,
does it technically have to be visible at the beginning of when you're actually articulating the bracha, or could you see it, and then maybe you...
Oh, that's the third shita. What happens if you saw it, and then right away, it got covered up, and now you want to start the bracha? Could that be okay?
Not clear,
and
maybe he would say.
Certainly, the Magen Avraham would certainly say
no.
Not to do it, and maybe even b'dieved not to do it, because. And the Yavetz, what would the Yavetz say? Was the Yavetz? You saw it. What? Right. Oh, so take a look now. Take a look at the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha. Take a look at the Bir Halacha, Rabosai, on page 16. Yeah. Veneni Meora. Page 16. Veneni Meora, Ayin Mishne Brura, Meshach Kasavdo Leni Mishash and Tzchas Alvara Bavim, who Chuvas Radvaz. Right, that you could do it. You could make the bracha. Me too. Who am I? In other words, you can continue the bracha. Magen Avraham says, but you shouldn't do the chatchila. Mushar chod. Vagon Rab Chaim Sanzer. Behagosav. Kosav de nirlo dafilu hiskel adayin levarach hashinitzkase halavona. In other words, even if it got covered up, and you didn't get a chance, you saw it. It got covered up. And you didn't get a chance to say Baruch even. You could say it. As long as it's talking to you. Shkol shalom over Yosef Yitay Dibor. Shkol Zorach HaLevana. Yochol Chathchila Haskel Levarach Afil Kitzor Anon. Because what's the... Where does he get that from? So that's this din in Shulchan Aruch. Here on page 19. Based on the Yerushalmi on page 18. Hayo Yosef Beis HaKisei. If the person was in the bathroom. And then it starts... Thunder and lightning. Ayayoshev v'beis hakisei. V'shama kore'om oro borak. So if he can immediately leave the bathroom within tochidei dibur, b'yachol lotzei zuvarach tochidei dibur, yotza. V'imlav lo yotza. So, what?
Before washing hands?
Washing hands, you know. Say his hands are clean. Whatever. He's in the beis hakisei. There's a question whether our bathrooms have a din of beis hakisei. You know, our bathrooms maybe are clean as it is, but let's assume he's in the bathroom, and so Shulchan Aruch says this is Yerushalmi. It's Yerushalmi on page 17, that if you heard thunder and you're in the bathroom, so normally we hear thunder, we hear it, then we make the bracha. You have to make a tochen day dibur. You can't say I heard it 5 minutes ago. It's not good. That's what it says in the Yerushalmi, page 18. Hayoshev beis hakisei uveis ha-sapira yochel otzei tmovarach utok dey diba yotzei lav lo yotzei. So Chaim Sanzer says that what? that the same thing should be for the Levana. That if you hold that it's a bracha on the Chiddush HaLevana, so you sort. You have to see it, you sort. And then you make the bracha. So what difference does it make if you even started the Baruch Atah, or you didn't even start anything and it got covered? L'maisa, you sort. So that's what he says here. So that's what he said. So the Bi'alacha says, I don't know. Yesh litchos, tzas. The Hosam le'inyin ram u'brokim. This can have a bracha. Rakam b'nhoga shalola. Havahacha lo'bi'in she'yonen la'ora. He'inu bracha she'im nigmar hana. Says, he wants to say that no, the hana is over now. So in other words, you still have to, in other words, if there's a hana aspect, then maybe if the hana is not present while you're saying the bracha, then they're not. In other words, you could still make a bracha if you ate, but if you go over Sudaso, not. That's a few of this Kartokhadi Dima. And then you assume he quotes the Machotis. So it comes out, Rabbi Sain, one second, there are three Shitas here. The Magen Avraham says, you got it in. You could make the bracha, even though you know you're not going to finish, but you should do that l'katchila. And the Yavit says, no, if you saw it, and you know you're not going to, it's going to go away before you finish, you could do it. You could say the bracha l'katchila. And Reb Chaim Sanzer says what? That even if the moon disappeared before you got to say the bracha, you could say it l'chatchila.
Is l'chora this the same takira?
Yes, right, this whole machlokas. Now, let me just say one thing. I was looking up and down to find, because, you know, who's Reb Chaim Sanzer? No?
Divrei Chaim.
Yeah, Divrei Chaim. So I was looking high and low to find it, because I like to see things in the original source. And I was, so first of all, the reason I like to use the Oz v'Hadar Mishnah Brurah is because he tells you every mocker that he quotes, he'll tell you exactly where it is. Like a regular, the old style Mishnah Brurah will just quote Makoros and not tell you where anything is. He'll tell you which simon, which sifkotin, where to look, at Chuvas Harashba, Chuvas Chasam Sofer, whatever. He'll tell you exactly where to look, then you can look it up. In the old Mishnah Brurahs, they don't have that, right? So, but here, he doesn't really give you a parenthesis. He just says, Chaim Sanzer. So I was looking in all the Sfarim, I had Rabbi Moshe Shapiro look for me at all the Sfarim of the Divrei Chaim, where does he have these Hagos? Until Rabbi Moshe Shapiro found for me in another edition of the Shulchan Aruch that this Rav Chaim Sanzer is not the Divrei Chaim, it's a different person. And I Xeroxed it for a future packet so you'll see who it is. It's a different person. He was a temporary of the Noda Behuda. He used to learn with the Noda Behuda. So obviously if you learn with the Noda Behuda, you got to be, you can't be a slouch to learn with the Noda Behuda. So he wasn't Rav Chaim Sanzer. But it's interesting because it was funny because I never saw the Mishnah Berurah quote Rav Chaim, the Divrei Chaim. It's not one of the Sfarim that I ever see him quote. So I saw it here. So it turns out it's not him. And he wrote Hagos on the Shulchan Aruch. He wrote Hagos on the Shulchan Aruch. And his Hagos, by the time I made this packet, I still did not find Rav Chaim's Hagos or the thing. So it'll be in a future packet. You'll see the original source. But then now you'll trust me from a secondary source, from the Mishnah Berurah, of this. Wow. So I think we generally assume more like Rav Yaakov Emden. Like, that once you see it, you go in your head and you say it. And even L'chatchila. Not like among it, not like that. That's what I think the general minhag is.
But it has to be Tokhtei
Dibur? Yeah, for Shneitzach it's going to be Tokhtei Dibur, because then, if it wasn't Tokhtei Dibur, it means that it disappeared already.
And meaning in a case where, like, the Gabbai goes outside, sees the Levana, comes back in, they're still in the middle of Davening Ma'ariv, but the Gabbai went to go do the third Levana, and then when he says, okay, there's Levana, everyone goes outside, and it's pretty cloudy, and you can't see it anymore.
Too late.
Gabbai can't say it either.
Gabbai can't say that either, because it wasn't even recorded to Rav Chaim Sanzer, he can't say it, because it's a Tokhtei Dibur.
The whole svara of Tokhtei Dibur is that Nigmar Hana. I don't. In other words, if the Hana is the Or HaLevana, it's not like the clap. What does he mean, Nigmar Hana? Maybe there's a miyut. Maybe you can't see it. Maybe not as much of the light of the moon is coming through, but it has to be very thick. In other words, usually when they come over, you can still see like a little bit of. It's just an interesting. I don't understand what it means by Nigmar Hana. What is
the potential Hana?
What's the Hana that you're receiving?
The potential hanlon that if you're in the Slobodka Yeshiva, it's your turn to get the Or Sameach at night, and you want to learn, so you would have the ability to learn it to the Or HaLevana.
That's the Hana is literally like using.
It doesn't mean that everyone has to go and get an Or Sameach to make Kiddush Levana. You know, it means since potentially I can get Hana, now I don't need the Hana. I don't need the Or HaLevana, especially here where we have streets. Lights, you know, we have electric lights to help us. So we don't
need.
If would I be able to use it for something? That's what it
is. Giving it anyways, the light is not so strong enough. Is it strong enough to really.
Okay, so those that's a fascinating three sheetahs here on this matter. One second, let me just say one more thing, and then you can ask your question. Tshuva of the Shmos Yaakov. So look at this tshuva here. Look at Shmacha Tshuva. This is Gevaldika Tshuva. Listen to this. Sheila. Shechal Zayin Odar Biyom He. Zayin Odar fell out on a Thursday. Yimyesh Lekadish HaLevona Balayla B'shvil She Zayin Odar Meis Moshe V'itam Rishus L'Yeshua Shehuk B'nei HaLevona. In other words, he says, maybe as an Indian, that Zayin Adar to the Mekadosh Levana, because that's the day that Moshe died, and then the leadership goes to Yeshua now. And the Gemara says, Pnei Moshe ki Pnei Hama, Pnei Yeshua is Kalavana. So maybe there's an Indian to do it then, as opposed to what? To waiting till Motzei Shabbos, which is an Indian to wait till Motzei Shabbos. Because Motzei Shabbos is when you're dressed in a certain way, it's more kavodik, you know, and we know there's an Indian to wait till Motzei Shabbos. So which is the bigger hider? To do it at Zayin Adar, it's the night of Zayin Adar, I mean Motzei Zayin, Thursday night, or not. That was his trova.
That's this year. This year Zayin Adar is on a Thursday.
Yeah? Oh, okay. Shabbos is Zayin Adar Yom Hei Raz Hayam Belel Hei Nagi Yom Vav Thursday night Kivar Ovru Zayin Yom 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 Amol Vav Vav Vishya Yom Rotsim Makadish Olvano Yom Hei Zayin Adar Yom Rotsim Hamtin Hamotzei Shabbos Kodesh Nosi Tamlet Vrem Kevin She Yom Yom Hakodim Hayam Mises Moshe Rabbeinu. So the previous day was Mises Moshe Rabbeinu, and now this is Yeshua's first day on the job. Etc. So that's the for old Nishalti, Ben Adam Shaoso Lo Refua with Sanver La Ayin. He had Refua for something in his eye. For you ain't of Mukrochim, he had a patch on his eye. Being in Shalohaya Yochel Liros Klau, Yochel Lehenos Mor Halavana, Begam Mishamshim, Shirimu Beched Zelohayu Kolim Lehenos Mir Halavana. Motzei Shabbos Kodesh, In other words, he's inside with the patch on his eye. Everyone else went out to be Mekadosh Levana, and he's right there. In other words, he just had this patch over his eye, and he's together with everyone. So could he Mekadosh Levana with them, even though he's not going to be able to see it? So he says, Tshuva, Al Rishon Rishon, Lanias Daidin Zeh Hotam Pogum, Nekara. He says, this, the Efshar Lom Dukem, Masha Kosu, and then Achronim, then Kadosh Lom Nose Tishabov, Kosu Gisi, Besifra Lo Zuta, Misham Nispar, Lakadish Motzai Tishabov, Kim Tishabov, Nolod Ben David, Uvasim Lovana. As you see, that's the idea of the Mekadosh Levana Motzei Tisha B'Av, because that's the, we assume Tisha B'Av, the Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av, and we say Levana Shasidu Mischadish Kemosa. So that's about the Gula. So you see that there's this idea of trying to link up Kiddush Levana with some occasion that happened that day. So he says this is enough, you know, okay, we have that minute, but now he's going to start with Yeshua the man besorah tova yesh kashin istalik Moshe v'nita v'shus shurak v'pnei alvar fakir. It would maybe be better if we would have Moshe still around. Such a good Besorah. It's not such a great thing. Moshe. He says, it's interesting, like some people are always into doing Kiddush Levana as soon as possible. So he's into the din in Shulchan Aruch about doing it after Motzai Shabbos, as it says in Maseches Sofer. So he says it's wrong for these people to say that we should do it Thursday night.
One should do it in this climate in New York.
Okay,
as soon as possible.
Okay, that's what you say. But we have to see, and there are people like you. You know, like the Vilna Gaon was very into saying it the sooner the better, etc. There are people like you. I'm not saying that. But so he doesn't like this thing. He says you should. Now, what about this other guy with the patch? He says he can't. What about the Marshal? It says he's even a blind person. I don't know the Marshal, but you've also caused the Suma Chayim Kadesh Levana had a Davkin imu Brachovi Machair. Machair, Roim is Alvana as Chayim Levara. Avshehu Suma. In a row. Avohecha Shehu Bevesu. Mokom Shehefshel Levanos Be'or Levana. Kabhu Mode De Levara. In other words, if you're out, the blind person, he has to be outside with everyone else. If he's outside with everyone else, and they saw the moon, so it's like it's the moon is there, so that's he can make the bracha too, because he doesn't have to get this. But so he's part of there. But if he's inside and everyone else is outside, so therefore he can't even see. At least when the blind person's outside, potentially he can get hana, even though now he's blind. So the guy with the patch also potentially, and certainly the guy that didn't look at the levana potentially. But if you're indoors. Not because you have to be outside, but if you're indoors and you can't even see it, say you're in a place where you can't even see the Levana, and you just know that everyone went, you know,
they're not. So
at least he should try to answer Amen if he's not going to say it. Okay, so this is so we have a very fascinating machlokis in the machlokis, the marikash and the marshal about a blind person, the machlokis about how much do you, what's the story? Do you have to, does it have to be uncovered the whole time? So the Magen Avraham says, yeah, lechatchila, yes, you have to see it. And the Yavit says, no, as long as you see it, you can do it right away. And the Rav Chaim Sanzer, who is not the Divrei Chaim, says that, no, even if you saw it, finished. Now it can go out, and then you can say the bracha. Talk to the Zimmer. Bistama, you know, I would think that if you did it already, you followed Rav Chaim Sanzer, I would think that you should repeat it. Because it's a svara that, you know, it could be he's right, you know, Rav Chaim Sanzer. And therefore, if you want to, you know, do it again, just be yotzi with someone else. But, you know, but I think, is the Magen Avraham, that's, but if you're going to wait for that, you might, you know, lose out. So I think that's why the minig became, you know, and I think it's very mistaber, the minig of the Vyavits, the minig of the Yavits, to just be able to see it. And you, if you start, you saw it, then the bracha was chal on that, I don't know. Okay, thank you all for coming. Bez Hashem tomorrow, B'siyata D'Shmaya, at the same time as well. Because...